Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Steve Elderbrock.
And you're here with the Parkway Playhouse. So what's coming up at the Parkway?
It's the musical Oliver, which many people may know from the movie. The movie actually won an Academy Award in, I don't know, 69 or something. So, I mean, it's older, but it's people may remember the movie. But it's based on a Broadway musical, and that's what we're doing is the Broadway musical. We're presenting that starting on June 30th. It'll run for the 3 weekends starting June 30th.
Oliver, if I remember about it correctly, would be a lot of kids in that
kids.
One and some really good singing and everything. Are you telling me you're singing in it? Are you a singer?
I don't want that to keep anyone away, but yes, I do some singing. Yeah, it's based on the Charles Dickens novel, but it's quite different. I mean, it kind of condenses the story. I mean, it's quite a good story. Oliver, being the main character, the orphan, gets to London eventually. I play Fagin, who's the leader of a gang of young pickpockets, and Oliver falls in with us, one of them being the Artful Dodger. People remember that character. Mm-hmm. It combines both a lot of drama, because Oliver's story is not a particularly happy one as an orphan, and there's an evil guy named Bill Sykes, who's one of our thieves, and Nancy, who is a prostitute, but has a heart of gold, as they do, and sort of takes Oliver under her wing. And anyway, eventually the story turns out well. I won't give away the ending or anything, but all the kids in my gang are these great young actors and actresses, and singing and dancing, and it's a lot of fun. There's drama, there's comedy, it's got a little bit of everything.
Your part in it, what's been the toughest part for you? Is it something different from what you normally
It's different than a lot of what I've done at Parkway. I haven't been in a musical since, actually, in Peter Pan, 2013. I had a small role. It was the first show I did here after I moved here. Singing is fun. I do sing, and I've actually known the musical since I was a kid. I love the chance to be able to play this part. It's a great part, the part of Fagin. He's a thief and has all these kids who are pickpockets. He's both good and not so good, and that's always a fun balance to play. He's having his own issues of what he's going to do with his life. He's aging, and Oliver sort of brings up some of these issues for him. So it's a fun part to play. I get to sing a lot of great songs. I get to be in these scenes with all these young, I shouldn't even call them kids, they're young people. Then they're quite good. They're incredible dancers and singers and good actors. We've got Oliver is being played by Faith Creech, who people may know around here. She's great. So Oliver is being played female. She's great. And then Artful Dodger is played by Aaron Neighbors, another. I haven't acted with him since we were in Christmas Carol together about 5 years ago, but he's great. People have been to any of the Parkway Junior shows. They'll recognize a lot of the kids. And they'll know these kids are talented. Don't come to hear me sing and dance. Come to hear these kids and see the great acting. And it's a wonderful show.
When does it open again?
It opens on June 30th. Mm-hmm. That's Saturday. It will run June 30th, that Saturday night. July 1st is a Sunday. It'll be at 3 p.m., I believe, a Sunday matinee, after which the Sunday matinees at Parkway, there's always a talk back with members of the cast if the audience want to stick around and ask questions. Then it will run the next 2 weekends after that, which is, if memory serves me, July 6th, 7th, and 8th. Mm-hmm. And then it will wrap up the following weekend, which I think is going to be July 13th and 14th.
You can get ticket information for Oliver at the Parkway Playhouse online at parkwayplayhouse.com or give them a call at 682-4285. Thank you to Steve Elderbrock, who is part of the cast of Oliver at the Parkway Playhouse, for visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.